This is your Zim Minute from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I'm Tatenda Gumbo. Our top stories today, Thursday, May 23rd, 2013. Parliament hears that low uptake of CABS Youth Fund under the Indigenous program continues. Last year, CABS gave $2.7 million from the $10 million fund. Find out why youths are failing to access these funds. Supreme Courts hear two cases in which an ordinary Zimbabwean wants an election date to be announced by June 29, and another in which the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights wants the Harare Central Police Station declared unfit to detain HIV-positive inmates. And ZANU-PF fails once again to agree on regulations to guide its primary elections ahead of this year's elections, deepening divisions and frustrations in the party. Those stories and more at 7:30 from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. And join us for Live Talk at 8:30 when we will take your calls in a discussion about youth and the indigenization program.